The Point is a first-time collection of short fiction by Charles D'Ambrosio. Each story tells the tale of an ordinary family touched by sadness. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, missed this collection when it was first published last year, but says it has just been re-released in paperback.
The title story in The Point is a coming-of-age tale set in the summer on an island in Puget Sound. An adolescent boy, whose Vietnam War veteran father has not so long ago committed suicide, has the job of escorting a drunken woman from his mother's party to a house along the beach. He learns a great deal about the secrets of adults on this occasion, but nothing matches the impact, at the story's end, of what he learns about himself. D'Ambrosio's plots are relatively straightforward and realistic. The rest of the stories focus primarily on families in crisis, and I suppose you could say that the range of his vision is still somewhat limited. But not in a long time has there been a writer with such a deep sense of psychology and shapeliness of story who also possesses a gift for language that makes the most ordinary situations turn memorable and magical. As when D'Ambrosio describes a man with a stroke whose face always seemed like it was pressed against an invisible window pane he was trying to look out of. Or when a young boy tells us how while walking on a beach at night, he sees that everything, even the tiny tufted weeds that sprouted through the sand, had a shadow. And this deepened the world, made it seem thicker, with layers and more layers. And then a darkness into which I couldn't see. D'Ambrosio sees further into that darkness than any other writer of his generation.
The collection is called The Point by Charles D'Ambrosio. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.